Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you on this Getaway Friday. Wow, it is a Getaway Friday because it is Memorial Day weekend, the official kickoff to the summer of 2020. Friday, May 22nd, 2020, 15 and a half minutes past the hour. And what an interesting summer it's going to be, as now we have learned that I believe the Ohio State Fair canceled yesterday, which is interesting. It was one of those things that I think was eventually going to happen because the county fairs seemed to be canceling, Marion included. They're calling it a hiatus, which I think is interesting. That's the word in the Columbus Dispatch this morning. Ohio State Fair to go on hiatus for 2020 due to coronavirus pandemic. Now, other outlets are just saying that the fair canceled to help prevent spread of coronavirus. So however you say it, the Ohio State Fair will be on hiatus or canceled this year. So no Ohio State Fair, no Marion County Fair, no Ohio State Fair, and probably not too many fairs going on in the state, period. Now, you know, this is the new life right now. The restaurants opened back up yesterday. But I'll tell you this. I drove up Mount Vernon Avenue, and I said yesterday I was going to see what the traffic was like at these restaurants. And to be honest with you, I did not see a whole lot of traffic. Now, the restaurants might have been full. I don't know. I didn't go in any restaurant. I didn't really go out at dinner time last night to see how busy they were. So maybe they were busy, but I don't really know. So if anybody went out and ate yesterday, I know a few people were planning on it. Were the restaurants busy, and what was it like in the restaurants? We would love to hear these stories of people who went into restaurants, because there are all kinds of rules now we have to obey. We have to stay 6 feet apart from each other in a restaurant, which eliminates a lot of the seating. The staff has to wear masks, so you can't have ketchup and mustard or any really kind of condiment on the table any longer. There was some question about how the food had to be cooked, and was the price going to go up because of the price of beef and things of that nature going up in the grocery stores? Would there be lines at these restaurants because of the lack of seating? I don't know. How did it go? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a ring and we can talk about that. If you were out at the restaurants yesterday, or just happened to be driving up and down Mount Vernon Avenue yesterday, where most of the restaurants are in Marion, or if you were downtown, you know, anywhere, what did the restaurants look like? Were they busy? And if you did happen to go in one, what was it like? Give us a report. 740-383-9944. So that's something on the table at this particular point on this Getaway Friday morning. Do want to mention, now, this is kind of interesting to me, because as many of you know, for years and years and years and years now, legendary Emmy Award-winning actress, Grammy Award-winning actress, Pat Carroll has been on this program. You know, I'm going to say she's been on over 50 times. She's on every year on her birthday, May the 5th. She was on May the 5th this year, just about, well, less than a month ago. She is on usually around Christmas time. She's on usually the week of Thanksgiving we have her on. And then periodically throughout the year we might have her on if one of her co-workers passes away or anything like that. Goes to their reward, as I would say now. So she's probably been on over 50 times. I've interviewed her at her house in Cape Cod. You know, we just have a relationship. Now, at this point, Pat Carroll is probably best known as the voice of Ursula in the original Little Mermaid movie from 1989. Now, you know, I had seen Ursula, and obviously I have heard Ursula, because that's a very popular movie. But to be honest with you, I have never seen the movie. In all the times that I've interviewed her, and all the times that I've talked about Pat Carroll, I have never seen The Little Mermaid. Never. Never even attempted to watch it, to be honest with you. Well, here's the thing. This is what I did last night. By happenstance, I happened to be at somebody's house yesterday, and they knew that Pat Carroll had been on the program many times, and they knew that I had never seen The Little Mermaid. So, last night, it was decided that we would watch The Little Mermaid, of all things. And we did. So now I can say, the next time I talk to Pat Carroll, or anybody else, that I have scratched off my bucket list watching The Little Mermaid. I have now done that. And to be honest with you, I don't know how many people have seen this with their grandkids, or maybe when they were younger, or their own kids, or whatever the situation may be, but it's a very good movie, and I think that that movie was made in 89, so that movie is now over 30 years old, 31 years old. It's a good movie. Pat Carroll's part is great, you know, as the sea witch Ursula. Ariel, who's the star of the movie, The Little Mermaid, she's great. It's an interesting movie. It's an interesting movie for kids, and I can see why that movie has done very well over the years. It's very well put together, and there's a lot of great music in that movie. Of course, we've talked about the song that Pat Carroll sings, which is Poor Unfortunate Souls, but the song Under the Sea came from that movie. And there were a couple really good songs that Ariel, the Little Mermaid, sings in that movie. So if you have kids, or you have however that situation is, if you have kids around, this is a good movie to show them. There is nothing in this movie that is offbeat in any way. Just a great Disney movie with a lot of great voices being provided. So that's what I did last night. What did you do on Thursday night? Well, I watched The Little Mermaid. So there you go. I now have seen it bell to bell, start to finish, open to close. So I feel now that's one of the movies that is off my bucket list, The Little Mermaid. Now, I still have not seen Notting Hill. There's been a lot of talk about Notting Hill on this show. And that all started back, probably in the winter, because we had a caller call in who had seen Notting Hill, which is an older movie, I think it's from the 90s, in which the caller called in and said they thought about me during Notting Hill because I reminded them of the lead actor in Notting Hill. And so Notting Hill became a topic on this show, and I didn't know anything about Notting Hill. I knew who was in the movie, but beyond that, I really didn't know anything about the movie at all. Now I know the big line in the movie. I know that it's Hugh Grant, Julia Roberts. I know it's about a guy who runs a bookstore. I know it's about a movie star who comes to town and falls in love with him. And I know there's that famous line in the movie. And I'm not going to try to quote that line because inevitably I will screw it up. But essentially, it's a Julia Roberts line in the movie. And it's something about, I'm just a girl standing in front of a guy wanting him to love her. I think that's the line. But that's all I know about Notting Hill. I have not seen any more. And I did try to see this movie back in winter when we first talked about it. It was at the library when the library was open. And I went to the public library and I rented this movie. I guess you don't rent it anymore. You just take it out on your card. There's really no cost involved. And I had it for a week, but I was so busy that week, I never got to even pop it in the DVD player to watch it. So I still have not seen Notting Hill. So Notting Hill is still on the list, but The Little Mermaid is no longer on the list. Okay. Well, now I'm getting worried because, you know, I did not watch it alone. It's not like I sat at home last night and watched The Little Mermaid. I was with other people. I don't know if I mentioned that or not. But I just got word. Not only did I watch The Little Mermaid, but I watched it with my bestie. Now, draw your own conclusions as to who that is. Who my bestie is. But yes, I did watch the movie last night with somebody else. And it was to be honest with you, yesterday was a really fun day. I'll tell you something I did yesterday. This was a deja vu moment. Because I get outside of Marion, but it's usually by car, and I usually don't go walking around in other areas. And yesterday, I happened to be in Prospect. And I went for a walk in Prospect, and I went over the bridge in Prospect. Now, here's the deja vu moment of this. As many of you know, prior to 2007, there was a really old rickety bridge in Prospect. It was not a bridge that a lot of people like going over. So somewhere like around 2005, 2006, they got some money to redo this bridge. And they redid the bridge in Prospect. And in 2007, they dedicated the bridge that is now in Prospect, which is a really great bridge. So I'm walking around Prospect yesterday. I had went down to get ice cream, but did not get any ice cream, which that's a whole nother story. But I'm walking over the bridge to go to the little dollar store there in Prospect. So I'm walking over this bridge, and I get like a feeling of deja vu, and I'm thinking, why am I getting deja vu being on this bridge? This is odd. I've been here before. Something is strange. And then about midway through walking through the bridge, I saw a plaque on the bridge that had the name on it, Cecil Ayler, and a quote. Now, when I started in radio, way back now at WMRN, every morning, usually around 7:30 in the morning, I would get a phone call from a man named Cecil Ayler. And what he would do is he would give me the measurements of rainfall in Prospect by hanging off the end of that old rickety bridge and doing the measurement of rainfall. Now, everybody knew Cease did this, so when they redid that bridge and dedicated it, they dedicated it to Cecil Ayler, and his plaque is still on the bridge. And that was the last time I had been there, was back in 2007 when they dedicated that bridge to Cecil Ayler. And I know it was a surprise to him. He was there that day, and it was a big moment for him because he'd been hanging off that bridge forever doing these measurements. And Cecil went on many years after that doing the measurements in Prospect for waterfall. And he was into that. And I never really learned how he got into that. But Cecil lived, you know, years after that. I'm trying to think when Cecil died. It was a few years later. I know that. It was after 2007. It was probably 5 or 6, maybe 7 years after that. So he got to see the bridge and see the bridge dedicated for him and know there was a plaque there, and Cecil's gone now. But I used to love to get that call every morning from Cecil when I was at WMRN letting me know the rainfall in Prospect, and it was such a cool moment when they named that bridge, dedicated that bridge to him in Prospect. So if you know, time goes by because it's been 13 years now since that happened, and of course Cecil is now gone. I'm not even sure if Cecil's wife is still with us. I know she was for a while. I believe her name was Vera Ayler. know that when you go over that very nice bridge in Prospect, that that is the Cecil Ayler Bridge, and it is the Cecil Ayler Bridge because for many years there was a man who hung off the side of that bridge, even when it was the old bridge, and used to give the water readings to radio stations and I think other places as well. Just a really cool guy, and I liked him a lot. So that was weird deja vu to walk over that bridge yesterday and see that plaque and see his name and remember him and remember that I had been there for that dedication so many years earlier. Just a really, really great, great guy. Okay, I'm getting the word here. Yeah, he died May 16th, well, right around this time of year. May 16th, 2011. So yeah, that's right. That would be about right, because I know he was there after the bridge, and he was still hanging off the edge of that bridge, and people used to get worried about Cecil because he was an older gentleman in those days. So the bridge was dedicated in 2007, but he passed away May 16th, 2011. So we remember Cecil Ayler this morning, but just know when you drive over that bridge in Prospect, that's the Cecil Ayler Bridge, and a lot of people drive over, but, you know, one time stop and actually walk over the bridge, because in the center of the bridge there is a plaque hanging with Cecil Ayler's name and a quote. So if you ever wonder who Cecil Ayler was, that's who he was. And he was a very, very, very nice man. And if Mrs. Ayler is still alive, we, of course, hope she's having a great time. But I don't know. You know, I lost track of her. I think her name was Vera. It was either Vera or Verna. I didn't know her as well as I knew Cecil, but we hope that if she is still with us, she's doing very well. Good morning. Go ahead, caller.
Well, this is Martha Dash Manasi.
Martha, the Queen of Dance. How are you doing?
I love you because you call me the Queen.
Well, you are, Martha, the Queen of Dance in Marion for over 75 years.
Yes, and in 11 years, I'm going to be 100.
11 years, you're going to be 100. Well, Mike, I'm sure you'll make it, Martha.
And guess what I did yesterday at 3 o'clock?
What did you do, Martha?
Played bingo with Compton.
Did you?
There's a town in California that's named Compton.
Oh, yeah, I did know that, Martha. Yes, so did he like playing bingo yesterday?
Yes, I did, and Grandpa won one. He knows how to play bingo real well, Scott.
He does, well, you know, I don't remember him ever going to bingo a whole lot, but I'm glad he enjoys it now.
Oh, my God, he's in here. You want to talk to him?
Oh, he's there right now?
Yes, he is.
Oh, he's already up in the chair this morning?
Yes. He just came in my room.
Oh, my goodness.
You want to talk to him?
Well, yes, I can say hello to him. Now, here we go. This will be a thing.
Hey, hello, boy.
Hey, how are you doing?
Well, about half.
Well, it sounds like you're up and running pretty good this morning.
Yeah.
So how are you doing?
Okay.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. Are you heading down for breakfast?
Oh, yeah, I had breakfast.
Oh, yeah. What did you have this morning?
Huh?
What did you have?
I don't know. What was it?
Was it like eggs and bacon, or did you have...
eggs and bacon and a whole bunch of junk.
But it was good. But you did have... It was good, right?
Yeah, it was all right.
All right. Well, how are you doing there? You know, we can't come over and visit because of this flu outside, so how have you been?
I'm hanging in.
Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear it. Are you watching anything interesting on television? I heard you went and played bingo yesterday. Did you have fun?
A little bit, yeah.
Well, that's good. So you're there with Martha this morning.
Again?
I say you're there with Martha this morning?
Yeah, I stopped in, talked to her a little bit.
Well, that's good. Well, it's good to hear your voice. Hopefully this will all be over soon and we can come visit you.
Well, good.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, give me a call anytime you want, and I'm sure I'll talk to you soon.
Well, I meant to your kids. Did you bring your kids with you?
Oh, yeah, I can bring them along.
That'd be nice. If
yeah.
they want to come, that is.
Well, I'm sure they would like to see you.
What's that?
I said I'm sure they would like to see you.
Well, I would like to see them, too, see.
Well, and now I'll tell Mom, too, you know, your daughter. I'll bring her along. I'll let her know that I talked to you this morning. And
yeah, tell her I'm going to smack her. She's bad.
Well, that's your daughter. You're allowed to do that.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, like I said, hopefully I'll be able to come over and see you both soon once this flu's over.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you have a good day, and I'll talk to you soon.
You want to talk to Martha again?
Yeah. Put Martha back on the phone. Martha, are you there?
Yeah, that's me.
Well, boy, that
you
was
know all. What else we do together?
What's that, Martha?
We eat together down by where you sign in. You know the nursing station where you sign in?
Right.
Well, they have a big TV down there, and we eat together, and I make him eat, and I tell him, Scott's not gonna like you if you don't eat.
I know. He's gotta keep eating.
And he eats. He eats when I say that. He loves you, Scott. And then at 7 o'clock till 8 o'clock, we watch Family Feud.
Oh, you guys You guys get together and watch Family Feud?
Yes. When the 7 o'clock nurses come in at 7, we watch the TV, Family Feud, from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Then the 7 o'clock nurses come in, and they've been here an hour, and then we come and go back to bed.
Oh.
And his room is right across the hall from me, Scott.
Now, do you and he both still have your own private rooms?
Yes, we do.
Well, that's good. I like that you guys have your own rooms during this. Well, Martha, you're there
you
in the...
You know how much money there is it costs the government?
Oh, I don't know how much money it costs to...
Single room is $4,000 a month.
$4,000? Ooh, a month.
And the government pays for it.
Well, that's awful nice of them.
It is, isn't it?
Well, Martha, you know, a lot of people are worrying about their loved ones who are in nursing homes right now because we can't come see them during the coronavirus.
Oh, hell, I know it. I miss my family, so
I know.
I didn't get to celebrate with them.
Why, no, Martha, during all this, Mother's Day, and you turned 89, did you get to have any
yes,
kind of
party? Yes, I did.
Did they have any kind of party there for you?
Well, all my family come, and Shannon Kellogg took me down to the dining room, and I got to see all of them, but I couldn't breathe the same air.
Did the nurses there get together and have a cake or a party for you or something?
They baked me a piece of cake.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, Martha. So, what is it like inside the nursing home right now? Are you guys allowed to go to the lunchroom? Are you have to...
No.
No.
We have to eat in our room, and we have to wear a mask when we go out of our room.
Really?
And your grandpa has a mask around his neck. And we can't, we have to stay 6 feet apart.
Wow.
He's in my room right now.
Well,
so we're 6 feet apart.
Well, Martha, I want you to know that I'm going to be on till 1 o'clock today, and we're probably going to play Family Feud on the air. So if you stay tuned, maybe you can guess during Family Feud.
when are you going to do Family Feud?
We'll probably start that at about 10 o'clock this morning.
10 o'clock?
10 o'clock, and that'll be on through 1 o'clock this afternoon.
Hey, would you do me a favor?
What's that, Martha?
Call St. Mary's Church and tell them you want to have them on the radio. Father Buffer is his name.
Oh, have the service on the radio?
Well, I would love that.
Well, I'll check in with them and see if they record it on Sundays, and we'll see if we can't get that up. You know, we have Trinity Baptist on the air. Have you heard their service, Martha?
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah.
Is that where Patty Wister's son plays the piano?
Yes, I believe. Yeah, that is where Patty went.
Oh, I love that church.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, Martha, I hope you guys keep listening. I'm so glad you both called in, and call in any time this morning that you would like.
Well, I'll keep Jim here.
All right. Well, I will talk to you.
You know, they've done my nails the other day. They do nails.
Oh, what color are your nails, Martha?
I've got black with silver rhinestones. And guess what I got on my right hand?
What's that?
A J for Jim and a J for Joe.
Oh, there you go. I love it.
With rhinestones.
And Martha, I have a question. When this is all over, when we're allowed to come see you again, there's some people who want to meet you. Now, are you going to teach us all to dance?
Yep.
Now, what dance would you teach us?
Cupid Shuffle.
Cupid Shuffle. All right, Martha.
You face the ball. And you take your feet and you go side together four times to the right. Side together four times to the left. Small steps. Kick your right foot, left foot, and snap your fingers while you do that. Then you march eight counts and turn yourself to the next wall. And that's the Cupid Shuffle.
I love it.
That's done at all weddings.
Did you hear, Martha, that this year they've canceled the Marion County Fair and yesterday the Ohio State Fair?
Yeah,
the Marion County Fair and the Ohio State Fair are now canceled this year.
God, what are we
going to
do?
I don't know. We're going to have to, we'll have to find some activities this summer. Hopefully the doors will be open, and maybe you can teach dance classes to keep people busy this summer.
Hey, I called you to tell you something terrible.
Oh, no.
I sent you two cards in Charlie. I sent you a Christmas card, and I got it back.
Oh.
Jim and I sent you a card the other day, and I got it back. I put 165 West Center Street.
165 West Center Street. Well, yeah, that's the address here, Martha. Suite 208, 165 West Center Street.
Well, if you'll send me a note here, James Way, 524 James Way, and send me your address at your house so I might get something to you.
Yeah, I'll send you my home.
Jim wrote you a card, and I wrote you a card, and I got both of them back.
Well, I tell you, I will send you today. I'll call there and I'll have them give you my home address, and that way I'll be sure to get them. Martha, I'm getting a question here online for you, who's people listening. They want to know, do you know the dance called the warble?
Yes.
Oh, you know the warble.
Yes.
Now, do you know a dance called the get up dance?
Yes.
All right. Well, Martha, we'll be in.
I know how. I raised $90,000 for leukemia, and I, Betty Ron, Michael's mother, called me and said, honey, My son is dying of leukemia, and I need some money to help bury him. Will you help me raise some money? And I said, I've got a dance club, Betty Rollins, and I will have a dance for you at the Marion Coliseum. And I called the commissioner, Marion County Commissioner, and also the head of the town decoration. I called him and told him, this is Martha Dallas, and I want to borrow your town decorations on Saturday night for Michael Rollins. He said, okay, do you know how to do the Grand March? I said, I sure do. I said, Joe and I learned it in New York City at the Waldorf Astoria. I know how to do it. Joe and I did that 25 years, and he had his prom, Harding prom, on Friday night. And I got to have I had my dance on Saturday night for 25 years. Guess who the grand marshal was for the $9,000 a year?
Who's that, Martha?
John Glenn.
John, oh, and his wife Annie.
You know,
just
Annie died the other day.
At 100 years old.
And Joe and I took John and Annie out to dinner. She came and they danced in my dance.
That's great. Now, you knew Annie. What kind of lady was she, as we remember her this week, who died at 100?
Beautiful woman, and she dressed so nice. I loved her.
Well, Martha, it's such a pleasure to talk to you. I hope you both listen to Family Feud, and I will talk to you very soon.
Did you have a nice birthday? I didn't give you your present yet. I got it here waiting until Ohio State Cup.
Well, I certainly did, Martha, and I'm going to look for that cup, and I'm going to give you my address so we can get these cards, and it'll be a great time, Martha.
The number is 740-389-6306.
Perfect. I will call Martha during the break and give them my address to give to you.
Tell them who you are.
I will do that. Thank you, Martha, and call in anytime today. Keep on listening.
I'm listening. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. The one and only Queen of Dance herself, Martha Dowse Manasi. Oh, and my grandfather making an appearance on the program this morning. Well, you know, they're in facilities right now, and facilities are shut down. So that's the way it goes. 47 minutes past the hour, but they both sound good. They sound like they're having a good time there. So I guess that's the best we can do at this particular point. 47 and a half minutes past the hour, Friday, May 22nd, Getaway Friday. Getting ready for Memorial Day weekend. Give me a call, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. It's always good to hear Martha. She is a legend and icon, to be sure. Now, did anybody go to the restaurants yesterday? I want to hear a report from the restaurants. Did anybody go out and eat? Did you have to wait in a line? Was the price of hamburgers maybe more than you thought it would be? Did you have to stay 6 feet apart? Did all the servers have masks on? How did that all go yesterday? 740-383-9944. Give me a ring. I would love to talk with you. And I did get word there during that Cecil Ehlers' wife, let me find it here. Cecil Ehlers' wife, it was Vera, so I did get that right. She died on September the 19th, 2018. So Vera is now gone as well. But Vera was great, and Cecil was great. So what a great group of people they were. Good people. And if you're in Prospect going over the bridge, stop and read the plaque, the Cecil Ehler Bridge. All right. Reports on the restaurants yesterday. Feel free to call in about that. Now, here's the topic that I've been talking about all week that I have never got into. Because a lot of people will go to the graves this weekend and put flowers on them. But I've noticed that this is kind of becoming a bygone thing as generations pass. Now, do people still go out and put stuff on the graves? I know a lot of people do, but is it something you still do? And do you take the time to plant the real flowers, and do you put the fake ones on, or do you put some other kind? I know there's blankets now you can put on graves, because this is what Memorial Day, this is what we do. And by the way, you know, I haven't heard much about the Memorial Day services. There usually are Memorial Day services in a lot of these cemeteries. But I don't know if they're going on. I know there was one at the, was that 4th of July at the Johnny Green Cemetery? I know that went on for a long time. I don't know if that's still going on. But I do know that there were Memorial Day celebrations that went on for a long, long time. I know the Caledonia Cemetery for years and years and years had a service there. A matter of fact, Charlie Evers, I think, was the speaker at that service for many, many years. And this always went on Memorial Day. But I don't know if these services are going to go on Monday, usually honoring the veterans. I don't know if they're happening. They would be outside, and we are kind of at the end of this stay-at-home order, and restaurants are open back up, and so on and so forth. So I don't know. I don't know if these services are happening on Memorial Day or not. Usually Memorial Day. Now, I am getting word that the Prospect service is canceled. I don't know if the one in Caledonia is canceled. I don't know if the one in the mayor told us that I think the one in Marion is canceled. So, are people going to go out this weekend to the cemeteries because there is no service? Are people still going to go out and decorate the tombstones? I don't know. Has anybody done? It's a rainy weekend. There's another problem. Tomorrow is going to be the only day that has any nice weather involved this entire weekend. Let me know. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What's the deal with Memorial Day this year? Are people going to go out? Are there any services going on like there always are on Memorial Day? Are people going to plant flowers? Is it just too rainy at this point to go out? It's a tough situation all around this year. Number one, because of coronavirus, and number two, because of the awful weather that we've had. Although, I was able to have my yard mowed yesterday, and my yard was getting way out of shape. But since it only rained a little bit yesterday, it looked good. When I got home last night, the yard looked good, and everything was happy. So that's a nice thing, because as you know, I'm getting ready for the big Memorial Day cookout, which is taking on a life of its own. And I'm telling you, this is going to be a pretty great, fun event, because the guest list has grown. And it's just going to be a lot of fun. And I was trying to count this up the other day, who's going to be there at this point. I know, obviously you count myself, and then I know two other people, so that's three. And then I know a couple, so that's five. And then I know of a single person, that's six. And then I know of another person who confirmed yesterday, that's seven. And then there was somebody who confirmed earlier on in the week, and I think they are, but that would be eight. And then there's somebody possibly, maybe not, a ninth person. And then possibly two others at this point. So the Memorial Day thing is going to be great. Okay. Now, I think we're finally getting confirmation on this. I still don't know really if this person's coming at this point. That's what I've learned. I still don't know if this person's coming. So, you know, it's one of those things, I guess. We'll learn as the weekend goes on. If they come, they come. If they don't, they don't. I understand. I don't have any hostility about the whole thing. It's Memorial Day. It's going to be a lot of fun, and I know the people who are there we'll have a lot of fun. So that's great. Getaway Friday, May 22nd, 2020, 54 minutes past the hour. And I'm going to be on through 1 o'clock today. What else is there to talk about? So the cookout is in full force at this particular time. And now the fishing trip, I don't know now. You know, it could probably happen tomorrow. But now I feel at some point like I should be getting ready for this cookout. Because the cookout has become a much bigger thing than maybe I thought it was going to be. So, there's going to have to be some work done on the garage. I'm going to have to clean the grill off at some point, and I'm going to have to go to the store and get the things for the Memorial Day cookout. So I don't know if the fishing thing will happen this weekend or not, and Sunday's supposed to be all kind of rainy and nasty. So I don't know if it'll get done tomorrow or not, but I will certainly make a full force effort about it. Go ahead, caller.
Mr. Compton is in my room again. He had to go over to the toilet in his room, and he came back. Do you want to talk to him again, Scott?
Well, sure, I can talk to him for a moment.
Here. That's Scott.
What an interesting program.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what are you going to do this weekend?
I might have to go to the restroom all the time.
Well, let's hope not. Let's hope that that's not the biggest thing. So you're listening to the radio with Martha today.
How's that?
I say you're listening to the radio with Martha today.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, stay tuned to that. And I'm glad you're up and moving already this morning. This is a little early for you, isn't it?
Yeah, I've been up all over.
Well, that's good. Well, I'm glad to hear it. Well, keep listening, and anytime you'd like to call in, and I'm glad you're doing okay, and I'll give you a call later on today.
Well, I want you to come over and see me.
Well, I will. As soon as this flu thing is over, I'll be able to come in, but right now, nobody allowed from the outside can come in.
Okay.
Okay, well, I'll see you soon.
All righty, bye.
Bye-bye. All right, there we go. That's one of the things going on in the nursing homes right now. You cannot go visit people. It becomes very rough. Now, let's see here. Well, there's a lot more to talk about next hour. We've only got 3 minutes left in this hour. But 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a ring, and we will put you up on the air, or you can save it for next hour, Friday, May 22nd, 2020, Getaway Friday, Memorial Day weekend. It's a big thing. You know, here's the interesting thing with this cookout. I really don't have any desserts ready yet. Oh, here we go. Here comes another call. Let's see what we got going on here. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
I don't want to take up too much of your time, but I wanted to say thank you for the macaroni and cheese recipe, the baked macaroni and cheese recipe. I did have to substitute. Where did you find shredded American, or did you mean American slices? I wasn't clear on that. I looked and looked and looked. I couldn't find. You did say American cheese was one of the.
Yeah, it was American, Colby. And mozzarella.
And mozzarella, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I found the Colby and I found the mozzarella, but all I could find in the way of American was slices. I couldn't find the bags of shredded American.
Huh.
They make that?
Yeah, I've gotten shredded American before. It could be one of those things right now that maybe is on the waiting list.
Well, and I go to Aldi's, so I mean, they don't always have everything that, like, Walmart and Meijer's and that.
So, so now that people don't have to take my word. You made it. Now, how did it go?
Well, okay, so I did substitute the American for sharp cheddar, but, you know, that was a whatever. But delicious, absolutely delicious. Very good. And it was really not that much trouble.
Well, that's what I...
To just throw everything together.
But doesn't it look and taste totally different than if you would just make macaroni and cheese?
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Yeah,
it really does.
It's hard to convince people of that, but if you do it that way, something about the whole thing changes, and it
I like trying new things. I'll, you know, I try.
So that'll
I like
be a...
try new recipes.
That'll
but
be a...
You, sorry. No, so don't you sort of feel like you just get in a rut where you make the same things all the time?
Well, I do, and but you know what has happened now with that particular dish is now that people know that I make it, every time there's an outing, people ask me to bring it because it's one of those things. You know, sometimes you go to a buffet and there's stuff left over and you have to take it home. I've never taken that anywhere and had any left.
Oh, I could certainly see why. And the beauty was in the simplicity because that took minimal effort to whip up.
It really does. And the way you put that macaroni, there's instant macaroni and cheese under it all, you think, well, it's going to taste like that. But it doesn't taste like that.
Okay, so you're saying that you're supposed to layer that? Because I sort of like took a spoon and mixed all the cheese all throughout it.
No, yeah, that's what you do. You mix it all through there.
Oh, okay.
But the fact that it's, you know, I guess what I'm saying is theoretically, the fact that it's really the base of it is just instant macaroni and cheese,
mm-hmm.
It's kind of shocking to people how much that can change the taste.
Oh, yeah, like on a Monday night, you're pressed for time. I mean, that I had fish and corn on the cob with it, and it was a really nice addition. So, are we playing Family Feud later, Scott?
We are starting at 10, we're going to go to the feud.
Can't wait. Have a great show.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Well, I'm glad that recipe helped. And, you know, that it's a good recipe. People love that stuff. We're going to break. I'm coming back in 10 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
You know it. Terry Tackett knows it. Scott Anthony knows it. Brianna knows it. It's time for a change. Not just in the housing market. I'm talking about globally. Our United States government is spending more money on building prisons and earning money per capita of inmates, and then won't give a darn about cutting school spending. Our teachers and our educators are underpaid, if you ask me, underpaid. Our kids need to compete with other nations like China. The list goes on. I'm just sick and tired of walking up to little children and them being clueless without a PC.
WWGH Radio, Marion, Ohio, 107.1 FM, the place to talk. Find us on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Look for us on Facebook by searching WWGH Marion, Ohio, 107.1 FM and clicking like for exclusive content.
Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by Scenicals. S2842 Marion Wall